This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. Afghan forces have killed the alleged Taliban mastermind of a suicide car bomb attack that left at least 30 security personnel dead, officials said on Monday. Hamza Waziristani was killed in an airstrike overnight in the eastern province of Ghazni, where the bomber struck an Afghan military base on Sunday. The Afghan Defense Ministry released a statement saying, quote, the mastermind behind yesterday's terrorist attack on the base was killed, along with seven other terrorists. That's the end of the quote. Sunday's attack was one of the deadliest in months, targeting government forces in Afghanistan, where violence has surged since the start of peace talks between President Ashraf Ghani's administration and the Taliban in Qatar. No group has claimed responsibility for Sunday's attack. The Taliban often don't comment on deadly attacks they're accused of carrying out. The insurgents have launched near-daily attacks against Afghan forces, primarily in rural areas, since signing a deal with Washington in February that paved the way for the withdrawal of foreign troops by May 2021. Violence has also surged in Kabul in recent weeks, with more than 50 people killed in two assaults on educational centers, and also a rocket attack. The three Kabul attacks were claimed by the Islamic State group, but Afghan officials blame the Taliban, who deny any involvement. Britain's foreign minister says his country and the European Union are heading into a very significant week as talks over a trade deal enter their final days, with serious differences yet to be resolved. The EU negotiator told reporters in London that work continues as both sides look for a deal to prevent disruption to almost $1 trillion worth of trade at the end of December. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News.